Hello, sir. This is Kevin from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
How are you doing? Where are you
Doing
guys
great. Doing great.
located? Where are you guys located at, Kevin?
I'm in California.
In California. How'd you get my business name and stuff?
I'm not sure. I mean, we're a pretty good sized bank. If you haven't worked with us previously, you would have had to work with one of our partners. And had a good pay history with them to receive any kind of marketing material from us.
Here's the deal. I can give you my reservation code.
Okay, give me one second here, sir.
What time is it out there, Kevin?
It's just about 4 o'clock.
4. Okay.
You ready for the weekend? You
Oh
chose
yeah,
the
I just got home from working.
day, or
You ready for the code?
yes, I am.
It's 241 20. It's 2411-4801-0015-6536.
LMV skid steer.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I've been trying to, what I want to do. I'm just small time trying to. I've been in business since 2004, Kevin, and I'm trying to buy a dump truck. I can make $5,000 a week about with that thing that truck will bring me in, and I'd like. I mean, I'm just small time. I'm $100,000 one man show. I got a guy to drive it for me, and I can be doing my other work and be bringing in $4,500 to $5,000 a week on a 5 day work week. But the cheapest truck I can find, a new truck. I just don't want to go used because you can get have so much trouble with the used truck.
I agree.
It's not even. And the new truck, I just priced one out. The cheapest one I can get, $179,000, and the Kenworth's $185,000. Well, the bank says you don't make enough to pay for the truck. Well, the truck's gonna. They want to see what you're doing now, not what the truck's gonna be doing. So that's the problem I'm having.
Okay. Who have you talked to about this?
Well, I've talked to different banks, they just don't. I mean, I got work. If I'd had a truck all this year, I'm missing out on $5,000 a week. I could have had it just rolling. But I'd like to be able to do something. I mean, I've been in business since 2004, so that ought to say something.
Sure. Absolutely.
What do you guys have to offer on something like that? Can you go out 5 or 6 years on a secured deal like that, or?
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I mean, we can go out 6, 7 years, depending on the truck and the situation.
Brand new truck. That's the only way I'll do it. Because if you buy something used, you're gonna pay $100,000 for something used, and then you might be fixing. You might get a you could get you could buy something for $100,000 that looks good, and you could put a $30,000 motor in it. Well, then you might as well. Then you might 79 and have a 5 year warranty. I just think that's the smarter way to go myself.
I agree. I mean, having that warranty is so big. I mean, never having to worry of vehicle breaking down or
And then I can take the
flooding and
extended war. I got a year to take the extended warranty. Well, it's like $5,000. You got like 12 months to get it. Well, you can take that, then you're covered. They got an extended warranty on it, $5,000. That's only two trips to the shop, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Can you tell me a little bit what you guys have? I mean, like, something like that, what would a guy have to have for down payment, or how do you work that?
Typically, it's only about 5% down.
What would that be on 189,000, right?
Yeah, exactly. What we use is we use a first and last month payment. That just kind of depends on the term, of course. If you go with a 3-year, it's going to be closer to, you know, 9%. If you go with a 5-year, it's going to be closer to 5%. Does that make sense? Hello, sir?
What would you be looking at for a payment, Kevin, on, say, if you put $9,000 down on 180, where would you be looking at?
Give me one second here. Let's see. Alright, so you're thinking it's going to be about, did you say 180, 190?
The one truck's 180, the other one's 180, 185, so it's within $6,000.
Okay, so let's just do a ballpark at 185. About 60 months. So I'd say we're probably going to be somewhere between $4,200 and $4,400 per month.
What's the reinterest rate on that, Kevin?
5.5.
For how long?
That's 5 years.
How much is it if you go 6?
Let's see. And keep in mind that down payment, it's not a principal reduction. It's your first and last payment. So you have 58 payments remaining.
Mm-hmm.
So you're actually borrowing the full 185. It's not like a mortgage where you're putting 10% down and you're only financing 90% of it. So just a heads up on that for your calculations. Let's see what 72 months would be.
Is that 72 months as far as you can go on a brand new one?
No, I mean, it's possible I can go further, but, you know, it's just hard to tell. I don't want to give you numbers that, you know, aren't fair to you.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, you know, you're going to be between
$3,800
and $3,900.
$3,900 for 6 years? What do you think it take to, how long does it usually take to get a deal done, Kevin?
A week, maybe. Maybe, you know, a few days. It just kind of depends on how long it takes you to get the information to me. What was your bottom line income number last year, your net income?
Oh, boy, the wife got that all put away. I took in like $100,000, and then she worked too, and we filed everything together. I don't know right offhand. I'd have to get back to you on that. What information would you need from me?
Well, for over 150, I'm going to need a couple years tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need my application filled out, and I'm going to need some bank statements, and then once you have a quote, if you don't have one already, I'll just need you to send the quote over to me. on the equipment.
Okay.
On the dump truck. You said dump truck, right?
Correct, yeah.
If somehow you're able to stay under 150, I don't need all the tax returns. I just need the application and bank statements and then the information on the dump truck. Do you have any idea what your credit score is?
It's in the sixes.
High sixes or low sixes?
I think the middle of the road, I think.
Okay.
What do you really got to have to get it done?
There's no real, magic number. I mean, it's not like going to an auto dealership and they say you need a 675 or higher, to consider a credit, but it doesn't matter what's on your credit. With us, we're going to look at your credit. So, if you're a 640, that's fine as long as there's not anything major that's open and being ignored. That's really what we're looking at more than anything. But, asking for the number gives me at least kind of a ballpark of what we're looking at. If you told me you're above a 700, I know that there's no open, issues. 600 to 700, there could be, but, if you're above a 600, it's nothing major. So just trying to get an idea.
So it'd be at least 38 to 39 a month payment then, correct?
Correct, unless you wanted to put more money down. If you wanted to put more than just your first and last and you want to actually reduce the principal, then we can lower that payment for you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what's the interest really? No, is it like a lease deal then, Kevin, or is that what's the interest rate?
No, I don't really do leases anymore. Bentley, I don't really do leases anymore. I've been in this industry for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
Leasing used to be the only way to go because of the fact that that's where you would get your best tax incentives.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a lot of downsides. There was, like you were saying, a lot of times with the leases, it does you no good to pay them off early. They'll tell you at month 40 of 60 that even if you pay it off early, you got to give them all 60 payments tomorrow. Does you no good. Now with the Section 179 tax write-off, you can finance your equipment or get a loan and get the same, if not better, tax incentives than you would if you were leasing. So you get the benefits of the write-off. You still get that same first and last down payment that you would on the lease as opposed to 10% that that most loans require. But you have the ability to pay it off early. So if something happens and you decide you want to trade this truck in 3 years, or you want to sell it, or you want to upgrade, or you just had completed a large job and you want to save some money and you want to pay it off early and, save on some interest, you can pay it off early with no penalties. And it's going to save you some money. So that's why, to me, I recommend loans all the time now, unless there's a specific reason why a company needs a lease. Some companies need a lease because if you have a large enough residual, it's actually booked as a rental payment on your tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
Some companies are owned by another company, or for whatever reason, they are under some sort of covenant that only allows them to take on so much debt every year. And therefore, they prefer a lease because a lease doesn't go down as debt for the year. It goes down as an expense, as a rental payment. So unless you're in that position, I always recommend loans nowadays.
Mm-hmm. You guys are pretty busy. You must do a lot of deals in a big bank.
Finally, like I said, I've been doing this for 16 years, and after 08 and 09, it took probably 4 years of me working four times as hard as I used to make about half of what I used to. Not that anybody ever makes a killing in this industry, but, like anybody else, you establish bills and mortgages and, a lifestyle based on, what you feel you're going to earn. And then when somebody takes the rug out from under you, it becomes difficult. And, you've already invested 6 or 7 years into an industry and a career. It's tough. So just in the last year or two, we're starting to come back to normal. Part of that is the fact that it's taken a while for people to rebuild their credit. It's also taken a while for the economy to come around. It's also taken a while for us to figure out how to manage our risk because, there are still some ebbs and flows, and You know, like I said, I've got a pretty large book of business because I've been doing this for a long time, but my clients, it's taken a while for them to, one, you know, kind of reestablish their business, but they had to do that before they could rebuild their credit because they had to pay things off and kind of get their credit back where it was. But, you know, that's where that working capital product came from. You know, the fact that, one, the big banks aren't offering credit lines anymore. They're not really wanting to lend to small businesses very much. You're really lucky if you can get a credit line or a bank loan from one of the big dogs, the Wells Fargo's, the Bank of America, the Chase, you know, those guys, because they've just, they've basically created a brand new model. They don't lend to businesses anymore. They'll just buy the business. You know, it's really strange what's going on. But then you've got other people that that still need the money, that are still growing, that their credit might not be where it used to be, that even if you want to buy a piece of equipment, if you don't qualify for that kind of a loan, we can provide you a working capital loan because it's based off of how your business is doing today. We're looking at bank statements and recent tax returns. And so we'll take that risk based on what your trends are doing right now. If you're cash flowing right now, we'll find a way to lend you money and help you grow and get back on your feet, whether your credit is a 700 or a 575, you know, as long as you're moving in the right direction.
Then I suppose there's some deals you can't get done.
Yeah, but it's becoming more and more rare. You know, that's what I was dealing with before, is that, you know, even if I could find clients that were looking for money, it was very difficult to give it to them, even if they had great credit. And then more money started to come around, and slowly but surely I was able to start to lend to my clients. And I'm in banking, so if I can't lend to my clients, I can't make any money. So it's been kind of a rough road, but last month we had the best month that we've had in 7 years. So it's a good sign. And typically June is our worst month of the year because people aren't doing a lot of things during the summer. There's vacations and family time and things like that. A lot of businesses aren't making any big moves. But now getting towards the end of the year, it typically gets very busy, especially when you start getting close to the end of the year because of tax reasons. You know, everybody wants to make their purchases in time for, you know, the 2016 calendar year so that they can get their write-off. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Then we have the factor with the new president coming in, which typically makes things slower. So I don't know. It's interesting.
Well, let me think about it here. Maybe I'll get back to you Monday. I just got that in the mail today. So that's a hard deal. The bank says, "Yeah, you're only doing $100,000, and you want $185,000." Well, the thing's gonna bring me in $5,000 a week. So I mean, it gets to be a hard deal to sell them on it.
Yeah, and who is that? Who are you speaking to?
Well, take different banks, you know, like Wells Fargo, or, you know, even the local bank. It's the same thing. They said, "You're not, how are you going to pay for it?" You know?
Yeah. Yep. That's it. I mean, they don't want this. You know, this isn't, you know, they would rather you buy a piece of property, and if you default, they make money. Right? I mean, they're going to require you to put 100, you know, or 10% down on a piece of property, and it's going to appreciate, and they know it's not going anywhere. So that's what they're still interested in doing. They don't want a dump truck on their books that's going to depreciate. And, you know, if there's a default, you know, it's worth 70% of what it did when you bought it. And then they got to try to find a way to take it and sell it at an auction. They just don't care. But that's what we specialize in. We only write business loans. We only write loans on equipment or for working capital. We don't do real estate. We don't do personal loans. We don't touch the risk of that stuff. We know equipment. We know businesses. That's why we're still in the market, and we're doing more as far as small business lending than the big dogs are doing right now.
All right. Well, yeah, let me kick it around, and maybe I'll get a hold of you Monday. I get a chance, Kevin.
Right, so you obviously don't know if that email went through. And I've got your cell phone. So, yeah, let's talk on Monday. You should have an email from me that will also have my direct line on it. So if your daughter needs to speak with me, you know, she can do that.
Yeah, I just It gets to be a tough deal with a bank. You know where I'm coming from, don't you?
I do.
That's what.
And you know what? I apologize. I just confused you with the previous client I just spoke with, whose daughter runs his office. But yeah, no, I understand, and it's a big choice. Your wife will be the one probably speaking with me down the road, correct? Hello, sir.